And as if Europe didn't have enough on its plate, it's now facing a big drop in the price of olive oil, one of its biggest exports. From London, the BBC's John Bithrie explains how the drop could take a bite out of economies that are already in trouble.
Europeans spend a lot of money on olive oil for their cooking, but with an economic recession creeping across the continent, many here are spending less on cooking and expensive cooking oils than in years past. And with less demand, the price of olive oil is at its lowest level since 2002. That's been a double whammy for some of the hardest hit countries in Europe. 70% of the world's olive oil supply comes from Spain, Greece and Italy. Pekka Pesonen is with Europe's main farming union.
Thanks to the crisis, people do not consume olive oil that much, especially in other European countries, or they switch to cheaper varieties.
Spanish olive farmers have also been enjoying some of the best growing weather in years, so the country is producing even more olive oil than normal, flooding the market with cheaper bottles. That's making matters even worse for farmers across Europe. The European Union has plans to prop up the price farmers get, buying up 100,000 tonnes to put into storage and release later. They're also planning a new promotional campaign to get people to use more olive oil in their dinners. But in the meantime, it's another threat to jobs in economies that are already in deep trouble. In London, I'm the BBC's John Bithrie for Marketplace.